In the gospel reading today, as we hear this woman proclaiming Our Lady's blessedness because of her maternity, we then hear our Lord say, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Now, if we look at all of the various gifts that were given to our Blessed Lady, all those extraordinary graces, all of them are given specifically so that she could be the worthy mother of the Messiah. And so, doesn't it make sense that she is blessed in her motherhood? Now, she is indeed. But the point that the Lord is making is most important. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Our Lady heard the word of God. She kept it. Now, let's put it into a different context. Blessed are you because you're baptized. What a tremendous blessing. You're baptized, you're a member of Jesus Christ, you have all the graces that God has given to you. So what? If you don't practice it, if you don't do anything, what good is it? It's a great blessing, it's a huge blessing. Blessed rather are they who hear the word of God and keep it. So Our Lady is indeed very much blessed in her maternity, just as you are very much blessed in your baptism. But just being baptized isn't going to get anybody to heaven. Just being baptized isn't going to make anybody a saint. It's a great blessing, but we have to do something with it. And that's exactly what Our Lady did. She received the word of God in her heart. She received the word of God in her womb, and she lived it. So it wasn't just a matter that she was the delivery service, that God used her to be able to bring Jesus into the world, and that was that. Could have been. Thankfully, it wasn't. But instead, she lived it. Not just simply living as a mom, because when we think about moms, they are the most heroic people on the face of the earth. But it's a matter of truly living the faith. Not just being a mom, but she was the mother of God. And she is our spiritual mother. And so what she had to live as a mom was extraordinary. But she lived it because of her faith. The way she did it wasn't just going through the motions and, well, I guess I have to cook dinner tonight, or I have to do the laundry, or I have to clean the house. She did all of those things, but not because she had to. She did them out of love. And she continues to do everything out of love. In heaven, where she intercedes for us as her children, it is purely out of love. And so, once again, she heard the word of God, and she kept it. And she continues to, of course. That's where the blessing is. So, indeed, a tremendous blessing that she is the mother of God. But then, a greater blessing that she lived it. Lived it every day, not just 9 months or something like that, but she lived it every day, and of course, now for the rest of eternity, she continues to live it as our spiritual mother. That is the greater blessing. Just like for us, a tremendous blessing to be baptized, an even greater blessing that you're actually living it. That you're putting it into practice, that you're trying to grow in holiness, that you're developing your spiritual life, and so on. It is all predicated on your baptism. But it's putting the baptism into practice. It's living it. And we're to live it every day in this life. And like our Blessed Lady, we will then live it every day for eternity. That's the greater blessing. Hearing the word of God and keeping it.